Freedom isn't humanity's default state. It's a historical anomaly. Of the estimated 110 billion humans who have ever lived, fewer than 5% experience genuine liberty. Even today, as democratic institutions face unprecedented challenges worldwide, we must remember that freedom hangs by threads woven through seven critical historical moments. These pivotal events, when the tide of tyranny was miraculously turned back, created the conditions for liberty to emerge against overwhelming odds. What makes this reality so striking is how easily history could have taken a different path. Had any of these seven moments gone differently, the concepts of individual rights, democracy, and personal freedom might never have developed. Our modern liberties exist not because they were inevitable, but because at crucial junctures, the improbable occurred. In 701 BCE, Jerusalem stood as Judah's last unconquered city, surrounded by the Assyrian Empire, history's most formidable military machine. Having conquered 46 fortified cities with brutal efficiency, General Rabshakeh approached Jerusalem's walls with absolute confidence. His tactics were methodical, building earthen ramps against walls, deploying heavy infantry for constant assault, and exhausting defenders. When cities fell, leaders were executed, religious figures tortured, and survivors enslaved. King Hezekiah had fortified walls, built a 1,700-foot underground water tunnel, and placed faith in Jehovah. Yet, against overwhelming odds, Jerusalem's survival seemed impossible. Then, something extraordinary happened. The world's mightiest army inexplicably withdrew. This single event preserved the foundation for monotheism that would later nurture concepts of individual worth and human dignity. A century later, Western civilization faced another threat, as Persian King Xerxes led 800,000 soldiers and over 1,000 warships against the Greek city-states. While other civilizations accepted god-kings, the Greeks had developed something revolutionary, self-government. When King Leonidas with 300 Spartans held Thermopylae against overwhelming odds, he bought crucial time for the Greek fleet. At Salamis, Themistocles lured the Persian navy into narrow waters where their numbers became a disadvantage. This victory preserved something far more valuable than military dominance. It saved the Greek values of individual freedom, self-government, and reason that would spread throughout Europe. As one essayist concluded, "A little of Leonidas lies in the fact that I can go where I like and write what I like. He contributed to set us free." By the 3rd century CE, Christianity faced extinction under Emperor Diocletian's persecution. Unlike religions that accepted infanticide and slavery, Christians taught that all people possessed inherent dignity as bearers of God's image, a radical concept that would eventually underpin Western human rights. The pivotal moment came in 312 CE when Constantine, marching toward Rome despite being outnumbered by rival Maxentius, reportedly saw a vision of a flaming cross with the words, "In this sign you will conquer." After his unexpected victory, Constantine embraced Christianity and declared religious liberty throughout the empire, fundamentally altering Western civilization and establishing the foundation for political equality. 4 centuries later, Islam had expanded from Pakistan to Portugal. After taking Spain, Muslim forces under Abd al-Rahman advanced toward France. Europe's last hope, Charles Martel, positioned his small force on high ground south of Tours. On October 25, 732, despite fearsome Muslim cavalry charges, the Christian line held firm. When Christian forces flanked the Muslim position and killed Abd al-Rahman, the Muslims retreated to Spain. Martel's victory led to the Carolingian dynasty and forged a common European identity. As historian Edward Gibbon suggested, had Martel been defeated, perhaps the interpretation of the Quran would now be taught in the schools of Oxford, and her pulpits might demonstrate to a circumcised people the sanctity and truth of the revelation of Muhammad. 5 centuries after Tours, Europe faced an even more devastating threat from the Mongol horde. In just 25 years, the Mongols conquered more territory than Rome acquired in 4 centuries. Their cavalry-only army moved with frightening speed, and their calculated brutality meant routinely executing entire populations of conquered cities, with death tolls in the millions. By 1241, they had crushed European armies in Poland and Hungary, killing nearly 95,000 knights. With Hungary defeated, Vienna lay exposed, followed by Rome, Paris, and London. Then suddenly, as winter settled over Europe, everything changed. 4,000 miles away, Ogode, the great Khan, died. With succession uncertain, Mongol royalty immediately returned home, and their army withdrew from Western Europe, never to return. By the late 15th century, European civilization again faced collapse. The church had degenerated into a vested interest absorbed in self-perpetuation and finance. Corruption was rampant, and the Ottoman Empire expanded relentlessly toward Europe's heart. The Nuremberg Chronicle, 1493, predicted imminent apocalypse. But months earlier, Christopher Columbus had returned with transformative news. The America's discovery revitalized Europe beyond mere material gains. Europe stopped longing for an imaginary past golden age and began envisioning one in the future, establishing foundations for modern thought. Without this discovery, the Ottoman Empire might have overrun Europe and eventually found the Americas themselves, establishing Muslim control across the Western Hemisphere. In summer 1940, Britain stood alone against Nazi Germany, with only the Royal Air Force preventing invasion. Sir Hugh Dowding had prepared Fighter Command by introducing new aircraft, incorporating radar, and creating central aircraft control. His strategy wasn't to win outright, but to avoid defeat until autumn weather made invasion impossible. Dowding's key resource was his chicks, roughly 1,000 pilots, with replacement pilots averaging just 17 by late summer. One-third would be dead, wounded, or missing by battle's end. The climax came September 15, when Dowding ordered a full-scale response to a massive German attack. The Germans were shocked to face more fighters than intelligence suggested remained. The RAF shot down 60 German aircraft while losing only 26, and Hitler indefinitely postponed invasion the next day. Had Britain accepted Hitler's peace offer or lost this battle, the mainland would have been conquered, and America's ability to enter the European war severely compromised. As Churchill declared, "Never in the field of human conflict has so much been owed by so many to so few." Freedom remains mankind's most precious yet precarious achievement. Of history's billions, only a fraction have experienced true liberty, a historical curiosity that may prove temporary. Yale professor Robert Dahl identified just 22 stable democracies older than 50 years, underscoring freedom's extraordinary fragility. Each pivotal event examined represented a crucial turning point where history could have followed a radically different path. Had the Greeks fallen to Persia, democratic concepts might never have developed. If Britain had succumbed to Nazi Germany in 1940, modern democracy's course would have been dramatically altered. The fundamental question persists: do we still want these freedoms? Will we work to claim and fight to preserve them? History suggests that freedom, once lost, may take centuries to regain, if ever. Liberty didn't emerge because it was inevitable. It survived because at 7 crucial moments, against overwhelming odds, the improbable occurred. Now the responsibility falls to us to protect what so many died to create.